News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Right now, Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Jack Chambers, has announced additional funding for regional airports. So if you live in Donegal, Kerry and Mayo, you're getting $5.6 million to keep the airport running. Pádraig Ó Céada is the founder of Aer Lingus Regional. He's former chair of the Shannon Group. He's with us now. Pádraig, why do we keep putting money into these airports? Are people using them?
Absolutely. People are using them very, very much so, Jonathan. Like, for example, 2023, you had approximately 1.3 million people in that year alone using Knock, Carrickfinn and Kerry Airport. So, yeah, it's a very, very significant number of people using them. And it's increasing significantly over the years, particularly since COVID and a number of the issues that have been highlighted on News Talk and other media outlets about issues with Dublin Airport and that. People now are coming back and are actually supporting and using the local airports a lot more frequently. And
also, it makes sense in the context of Kerry and Mayo, for example, because Ryanair can fly in there, and they do, and they're effectively the only airport. You know, Aer Lingus use Mayo a little bit, but Donegal, I mean, surely that's an airport on life support. You've got a PSO in place and one flight in and out.
Yeah, but Carrickfinn Airport, which is in the Gaeltacht region in the northwest of Donegal, it's in the region of 5 hours, sometimes longer, to get to Dublin, for example. When we were operating there in Aer Lingus Regional back in the day, quite a significant number of passengers were going up and down to Dublin for medical treatment, cancer treatment, and so on and so forth. So you don't have any rail access there. You've got poor road access there. And the air access is the only real access that you have if you need to actually really connect reasonably quickly in and out of Donegal. Plus, they have 40,000 passengers, which is increasing a little bit year on year. I actually believe that if Donegal Airport had services to places like regular service, not just in the summer, to places like Glasgow, Manchester, that number will go up to in the region of 100,000. Yeah. And also, an issue that airlines like Ryanair have with Donegal Airport is that the runway is too short. The one you mentioned in Kerry and Knock, for example, the runway is big enough to carry those larger aircraft in and out of the place. So,
but the argument is that we do love the idea of flying from somewhere a lot closer to home. Trust me, I absolutely hate the idea of going to Dublin Airport at any point and avoid it if at all possible. Yeah. The challenge, though, is that we're told consistently from the airlines and others, nobody wants to fly into anywhere other than Dublin, which is why Dublin has all the investment going into it.
Yeah, there's a couple of points I think that are important in relation to that. One is, if you look at it kind of nationally from an economic and a socioeconomic point of view, it's really important. We're a very small island, a population of around 5.2, 5.3 million people. It's very important that we get out of this congestion. It's unfair to Dublin, people who live in Dublin, people who commute in and out of Dublin, and for people who use Dublin Airport to be focusing everything, all our eggs in one basket. We need proper regional development, and I believe that the regional airports like Carrickfinn, Kerry and Knock, and Cork, for example, and Shannon are critically important for that overall spatial balanced development.
Okay. All right, we leave it there for now. Pádraig Ó Céada, the founder of Aer Lingus Regional, Ciara Mahoga, thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.